the puck. They get it down low. Schweitzer has it. He gets rubbed off the puck. And back on the attack is Hudson. Tudyk tries to intercept a pass. Not to happen. Johnson has it on the near side. He drags across his body. Tries to center it. Rapids is there. They turn it away. No shot opportunity. There's a loose puck that's picked up to center ice. Cooper in pursuit. Can he get there? And he has ridden off the puck. Hudson comes back on the attack. Rapids is starting to press a little bit. They're jumping those passing lanes, and they're trying to create some opportunities. Puck sent down behind the Rapids goal. Sent back around up there to our good friend Owen Tudyk. Tudyk has it. He drops it up there to Breisland. Breisland has it. He gets right behind the goal. Stops, spins around, centering pass. No one home. Hall and Garcia giving chase along with Johnson from Hudson.
Whoa.
As there is a big collision as River Kings player hits his own goalie. And everyone's okay, though. There's collective gasp from the stands.
Yep.
As that's a very dangerous situation. Rapids has a diamond. He gets in there. He gets pushed off the puck. And back on the tack is Hudson. That could have been a real dangerous situation for the Rapids goalie, Deacon Shaw, but thankfully he's all right. And no score yet. 16-10 left to go in the second period. Rapids enjoying a 21-7 shot advantage, but how much are they really enjoying it when there is no goals being scored? And we got a stoppage there, and it looks like there is a penalty coming up on Hudson. So our first power play coming up in this second period, and it's coming up for Rapids as going into the box is Kirkvold. And it's going to be a trip, I believe.
Really good opportunity for the River Kings here. There was that crucial kill at the end, and now this could really, really put the pressure on Havoc.
Kirkvold goes in there for a trip, and that penalty comes up at 3:57. If my math is correct, which usually it's not, but we play on. Rapids power play opportunity. This is their third one of the game. They have an opportunity. High slot. Sent out to Obstfelder. He passed all the way across. Shot in the high slot. Denti wide of the mark. Rapids still on the attack. Centering tub. Right across the ice. Denti was there. Noah goes. And then Osterland, excuse me. He takes a shot. Turned away. Shot right there. Right in the shoulder from Denti. Or Denti going in. And puck goes to the corner.
Goal.
Shot and a goal! That would be Arsland. He gets the goal, the first goal of the game. And there's a hole in your goalie, Dear Hudson. Dear Hudson, there's a hole in your goalie as Wisconsin Rapids takes a 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, Arsland's 8th goal of the season. Really well taken. Obviously, he got that space in the slot, and he's not going to miss from there.
And that will come at 4 minutes, 31 seconds. Not sure of the assists. I'll be giving a little bit of a listen on that. But either way, Rapids, Chelsea Dagger is blasting, and the River Kings are on top. Felix Allstrand, he's got that going for him. Rapids on the attack again. Shot just wide. Allstrand does get the goal. Unassisted. If that changes, I will let you know. So that is a heck of an opportunity for Wisconsin Rapids. That was a power play goal. So they have the 1-0 lead with 15:07 left to go in the second period.
Hard to say they weren't deserving.
Oh, well, I mean, 26 shots to 7.
Yeah.
They put in their time, and there's no such thing as a bad shot, as there's a face-off to the glove side of height. As there is a scrum behind the net. Rapids does seem to come away with it. Yeah, and they do, and they take a high-angle shot. Just bounces off, but there's a sitting there wide open in the slot as there's another broken stick out on the ice, it looks like. Big spot of black out there. So either way, we start going back the other way. Hudson, they control it. Send it down back of the goal. Rapids on the attack, trying to get it back out. I believe that is Raffer. Out there, he gets in there, and there is a whistle, and it's going to be whistled for a hand pass. And we got a stoppage of play.
I've got to say, I'm surprised it wasn't the high stick from 26. But.
Right, yeah, I saw that too, and that's why I was like, okay, whistle.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the penalty, so I'm like, oh, hand pass, it's got to be that. So anyways, we got 14:35 to go in this second period, just under 5 minutes away from what we like to call halftime of the game, the exact middle of the second period. And Rapids controls that faceoff, and they try to send it deep. nice opportunity there for Hudson. They got it knocked back into the zone. A little shot in on Shaw. Rapid stops it with the defense, but they cannot clear the zone. And they still can't clear the zone as all the passes have been blocked. Shot way wide of the mark. Shipped up ahead. We got a one-on-one situation. Bryceland, he's trying to get around. He got around the defender, but he caught up in there and got too much shot or too much speed, gotten back of the goal. Now Hudson, they're back on a drop pass attempt. No good. Pulled up by Rapids. Bryceland has it. A little bit of a 2-2 opportunity. Now 1-1. 2-1 for Rapids. 3-1. As there is an opportunity. Shot. Short angle shot. And it's a goal! The shot was taken right along the goal line, bounced off of the goaltender height and back of the net. And that is another River Kings goal. Lucas Whitehead on the tally. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids.
Really intelligent by Whitey to jump into that play. There's so much open ice. He just jumped in there, battled for that puck. Second of the season and the second of his USP career.
That's thanks for the stats and the knowledge there, man. Outstanding job. And that's an outstanding job there by Whitehead. Now, I know there's a little bit of an argument from Hudson saying, hey, he was standing in the crease. They tried to lobby for goaltender interference, but not in that case, as there was, the puck was never on that side. So Rapids, they are back up with a two-goal lead, 2-0 over Hudson, as that goal came at the 5-12 mark, as there was a face-off there, and it was whistled dead right away. So we will see if we get another retry at this.
I think after that first one, the floodgates might be opening.
Yeah, I think they might be. You're starting to get a little bit of that psychological advantage, and they won the face-off. Denti, he takes a shot, gets disrupted in the process. Oh, back pass right there. Whitehead from the slot, bounces off the goaltender's pads. Hudson recovers. Oh, 1-0 opportunity for Hudson. Johnson shot off the pipe. Big save. Long save by Shaw. Lucas Whitehead's goal is being announced. And that will be Riley. Riley Williams and Jake Bryceland are assists. So 24 Bryceland with the assist, 13 Riley Williams with the assist, and Lucas Whitehead with the goal that just happened right before the heck of a save situation for Deacon Shaw. As man, that was something. Take us through that a little bit of a look there, Rory, because that's a heads up opportunity.
I mean, on that breakaway, it's like you really just you want to be as big as you can. You want to wait for them to make a move if they do, and then when it goes off the crossbar there, you just want to find it. Have to find it, however, and Deacon did a great job of that, and then plucking it out the air.
And Deacon, that hit off the post, it jumped right back into a Hudson skater stick, and he shot it and he jumps up, makes a glove save. Hey, your goal's in my glove. And we're still sitting with Hudson. Big goose egg up there on the scoreboard just under 13 minutes ago, as there were some more opportunities for Hudson as they're pushing a little bit, but they're not having any success.
Always got to be alert.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's how you preserve a shutout, which he already has. I don't think he has one on the season yet, but he's working on it right now. I know you don't curse him like that, but we still got something to talk about as sports broadcasters as we come up just under 13 minutes ago in this second period. Rapids 2-0. Hudson, they're starting to pick up the pressure, but they're still playing on their heels right now as Rapids, they control the puck. Rapids on the near side, passed up. That's Schweitzer. He passes back down to 21. 21 is Bulldog. Bulldog pass up to Armstrand, and he goes to the far side. Bulldog, he has it. Taking it back down low. Goes back around. Passes out front to Whitehead. Whitehead, that's just inside the blue line. Circles. Bulldog has it pushed off the puck. As there's a little bit of a scrum there. And no penalty called. Bulldog had his stick knocked out of his hands. He lost a glove as well. So he goes to the bench. Rapid still has control of the puck way down in there. And trying to set up an offensive attack. Drop pass back. That is Rapids up. Passing up Schweitzer, neutral ice, gets knocked off that puck opportunity. That is Samuel Hall. He gets it, bounces it up. Tudich passing up. to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with a top of the circle shot, bounces off the glove, back of the cage. Rapids still trying to pick up that pressure. Nice missed check opportunity there by Hall. Still keeps the puck in the Rapids zone. Coming around the other side, the shot was wide. Schweitzer he sends it back down low. Puck is loose. Garcia, he's backing up. Pocket was picked by Cooper as Rapids still holding possession of the puck. Garcia sends it to the other far side, Rapids defensive zone. Puck below the goal line, and there's contact in the corner, right in front of the beer garden as the Rapids faithful are really watching that. Great front row seats. And there's a shot by Wilcox. That's quickly turned away by Shaw. Hall has it, trying to pass it back out. Rapids trying to clear the zone and get a little bit of rest. The puck was deflected on a shot attempt. Another shot attempt, more of a centering pass. Hall has it. Hall sends it up. Cooper, he's applying pressure. Diamond has it. Diamond, he roughly passes it up into the netting, and we got a stoppage of play. Rapids got the stoppage of play they needed. 10:36 left to go in the second period. Wisconsin Rapids holding a 2-0 lead over the Hudson Havoc.
Yeah, the Havoc really building some momentum here. They're getting some good pressure. See how these tired River Kings react.
I think they're playing a little more mad now.
Yeah. They need something to keep themselves in.
Yeah, I mean, you can play mad, and that sometimes helps, but sometimes you play a little emotional, and you make mistakes. So it'll be interesting to see how Rapids can keep that pressure up.
Absolutely.
As the puck is out in center ice and sent back down as Rapids gives chase. Hall has it. Hall ridden off the puck. Short angles. Whoa, slot opportunity. Rapids does clear it. Cooper giving a chase. He's harassing the Hudson player as Hudson does send it back out, and they're back on the attack. Tudich trying to block passing lanes, and Cooper has it, and he saw a home run pass to Diamond. Wasn't going to happen as a shot was sent in, blocked by Hall. Tudich gets pushed off the puck, center ice, fighting for it, passes it up ahead to his teammate. He was right there. That was Cooper. Diamond tries to keep it in there, does not. Hudson on the attack. Raffert, he disrupts a passing opportunity, still comes away with the puck, and Rapids still trying to clear that zone. Hudson has played with a little bit of reinvigorated energy. Rapids still on the attack. They send it back down for a line change. Rapids is trying to get some fresher legs out there and maybe add a third. That wouldn't go wrong as we're past the halfway point in the game. 9:24 left to go in the second period. Rapids holding a 2-0 advantage over the Hudson Havoc. Puck is sent down into the Hudson defensive zone. Long pass coming up. Hit off the official. Called it. Center ice. Bryceland has it. Bryceland on the attack. He takes it in the zone. He drags across the spot. He still has the puck. Poke checked away by Height. And Rapids still has the puck low.
Fans wanting a call here.
Oh, they did, and they had every right to call for that because it was very close as Hudson comes away with the puck. Center ice. Missed opportunity there for the check against the boards. Low angle shot. Not close as the puck's back out to neutral ice. Williams, he's given chase. It's a 2-2 situation as Williams gets tied up in the corner with Wilcox as there's an opportunity right through the slot for Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids still in possession of the puck, sent down low. Low angle shot, Whitehead with it, top of the circle, just inside the point. He takes a shot way wide, was deflected, fluttered up, turned back down onto the ice right about the left circle. Rapids with the puck, fighting for it. 8:17 left to go in the second period. Rapids still with the puck. That is Bryceland with it. Bryceland, he sends it down low, send back across. It is below the goal line. A little bit of a tie-up there by Timothy Hastoy. And Hudson, they come away with it. They're on the attack. Come back down past center ice into the Rapids defensive zone. Quick skate there by Hudson as there's an opportunity. Backhander just wide of the net, but it was still picked up by Hudson. Another shot, spinning shot, and it's a big save there by Shaw. Hudson sends it back down deep behind the goal. A little bit of contact. No whistle. Let him play on. Puck, that's been bouncing around. Dente with it. It's a 2-3 attack. Dente pass to Bryson, and it's covered by Height. Rapids with another opportunity. 7:34 to go in the second period, leading 2-0 over Hudson.
Yeah, well, there's a really good cycle by that Bryson, Hastoy, and Williams line down low. They were moving that puck well, just couldn't really get anything from it.
Yeah, that's the credit to the Hudson defense, really. I mean, they're seeing those passing lanes a little bit better now, and they're really wreaking havoc on that. No pun intended. The faceoff is won by Rapids. Shot from the circle turned away by Height. Rapids still fighting in there. Puck being tied up in the corner. Now trying to get through it. Dente had it. He passes it out. He gets it back in the corner. Passes below. Back down to Hogan McNeish. McNeish, oh, missed opportunity for Rapids.
Another smart step up by Whitey.
Yeah, outstanding play. That was a centering attempt. Just no one was home as Rapids keeping the puck pinned down deep. McNeish has it. He's centering attempt. Too many bodies. Shot. Dente turned wide by the defense.
Blocked by his own man.
Bulduk, he has it sent back right down. That's Atkins with it. Atkins stops, spins, sends it back down. McNeish with it behind the goal. He's trying to open something up. He gets pushed off the puck. Hudson comes up with it, but Rapids is right there. Helmet gets knocked off, so mandatory stop right there. So there will be a stoppage of play. 6:44 to go in the second period. Wisconsin Rapids enjoying a 2-0 lead over the Hudson Havoc as there's a wholesale changes on the lines of both sides, so we get some fresh players and a little bit more speed out there to finish strong in the second period.
Yep, the River Kings definitely deserving of their 2-0 lead right now with 30 shots. Just got to keep on plugging away.
Just got to finish at that. There's still a lot of hockey to be played.
Indeed.
As there's neutral ice, face-off. Rapids wins it. Garcia, he brings it down to the other side. Schweitzer, he stops, tries to center it. Still caught up behind in a big mass of humanity as Rapids comes away with it. That is Emil Obstfelder. He comes away. There's a shot wide of the mark. Schweitzer, he stops, drop pass, back down low, slides along the boards. That was intended for Felix Ahlstrand. And there's a shot sent up here in the loft.
Trying to pass to us.
Yeah. You need your pads up here,
yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
You need your pads. You got to help us out here. We got a lot of valuable equipment up here. You got to make a save sometime here. We're putting you to work.
Yep. I don't mind.
That's all right. That's the kind of effort and enthusiasm we need up here in the media area. Art, he's getting tired of being the cheerleader. Right, Art? Well, either way, Rapids.
I'm just following your lead.
Hey, I don't know whose lead I'm following. It's not a train wreck yet, but we're doing all right. 6:18 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0. Rapids comes away with that faceoff. Hall has it. Bounce up. Bounce off of a Hudson player, goes right down to his backside. Rapids controls it. Schweitzer with it. He's thinking about going up there. Obstfelder shots.
Oh.
Off the post. Rapids scrum, and Hudson comes up with it. That was a golden opportunity there to add another goal, but they still have the puck.
Here we go again.
Ahlstrand, he has it up the left side. Bouncing puck loose in the crease, and Hudson comes away with it. Puck gets out to neutral ice. Obstfelder, he comes up with it. Rapids has possession. Now there's a little bit of a miscommunication on a pass. As Rapids defense has to come up huge, and they do. They ride Hudson off the puck and up on the attack. Here comes Rapids. Ahlstrand, he touched it up right about center ice, so no icing called. Hudson comes up with possession of the puck. They turn it. They come back to our right side, and there's a good job for Wisconsin Rapids defense getting in there and disrupting any offensive flow. Centering attempt they thought of did not happen. Spinning shot did not happen. The Rapids defense is playing tough.
Yep.
Shot sent behind the goal, no contact made. Hudson just trying to regroup and try to get in there as they are really moving the puck well, but they're not creating any offensive chances. Shot sent, and that was way high, deflected over the net, and Rapids and Hudson are still fighting for that puck.
They're being kept to the perimeter.
And that's how you keep them free from good opportunities, as there's a diving opportunity there by Hudson. He slowed it down, because otherwise that was a 2-on-1 rush, as that will be a icing call. One official put his arm down and put it up, put it down. Never heard a whistle until just a second ago. So we've got a stoppage of play. 4:42 left to go in the second period. Rapids holding a 2-0 lead on the scoreboard and a 31-14 good football score coming up hopefully tomorrow for the Packers too. But 31-14 shot advantage. Rapids is really, really, really giving them the business to this point. Face off to the block or to the glove side of Shaw. Rapids controls it. They got down the ice, and it's a centering pass by Cooper to Diamond, just wide of the goal. Rapids had another great opportunity. Just go a little bit wide. Puck is loose, trying to center it, trying to gain solid possession of it. Hudson comes in, picks the pocket, and they establish a little bit of a possession. Raffert playing defense. He's pushing them to the outside, allowing very little angle on the shot. As Rapids still harassing those Havoc players. Had some player falls down, no harm, no foul. And Rapids breaks it out. Tudich racing against Jackson to the puck. Goes all the way down past below the goal line as Hudson comes back away with it. Rapids is having opportunities as there will be an no icing call. One referee had his arm up. The other said no, no. So we play on. 3:44 to go in the second period. Cooper right below us along with Diamond fighting for that puck. Three River Kings, two Havoc players. Grafford's in there too, mixing it up. Puck squirts loose back into the Rapids defense zone. Bulldog, he has it. Back below the cage. Pass over to... that would have been Raffert. As the puck gets out to center ice, both teams playing for it. Raffert has it along the far side. Sends up, bounce up. Off the glass. As Rapids still playing a lot of neutral ice puck here as we just have 3 minutes remaining in the second period. 2-0 advantage for the River Kings over the Havoc.
Just ping-ponging back and forth right now. Just nobody can really get it in and establish something.
Right. I mean, here we go. A lot of touch. There's a shot from the point. That gets blocked by the defense in front. Never gets over to Shaw as Rapids, they break out. Tudich, he pushes it up ahead. No icing call. A little bit of a line change coming for the River Kings. Hudson, they gather it, and there is a whistle. So that would be, a penalty coming up on Hudson. And that will be number 21. That's Kirkevold. And that would be at 17:22 of the second period.
Some good quick maths there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. One of these days, I'll be a professional like my good friend Randy Paul. Kirkevold goes in for a roughing penalty. I didn't see the call, but thanks to our PA announcers. Rapids on the power play for the second time, and they scored on that first opportunity, so we'll see if they can get another one. As they took a low-angle shot. That shot was by Allstrand to no avail. As Obstfelder, he has it low along the ice, turned away as it hit the paddle of the goalie from Hudson. Obstfelder, drop pass on over to Whitehead. Wind up, shot!
Good save.
That is big save on a rebound. Shot by Obstfelder. Big rebound right to Allstrand. Shot and gobbled up there by Height as we have 1:32 left on the skater advantage with 2:10 left to go in the second period.
I like the adjustment that the River Kings have made. We've put in 22 at the top. There wasn't too much pressure on Whitehead in the first, and now they've capitalized on that.
Keeping that pressure up, trying to get another couple goals here. At face-off to the left side of Height and Rapids. They get it as a high slot sent on over to the far circle. That was sent over to Felix Allstrand, sent over to Whitehead on the near side. Passes it around. It's been deflected. Hudson, they had a second with it. To no avail. Rapids, a clear centering pass, goes right through the slot, no one home. Obstfelder, he has it, drops on over. Allstrand, shot right in the belly of Height, and another stop. And we've got 1:05 left on the power play with 1:43 to go in the second period.
Yeah, he shut down at a really important moment there. You could tell that the penalty kills, they were running a bit ragged, so good way to get a stoppage.
A little jailhouse rock, and right now we got one of the Havoc players sitting in the jailhouse, if you want to call it that. Tudich, just inside the blue line. A little swap of players, a little bit of a twist going on there. We don't need Chevy Checker's twist. As there's a redirect right at the slot and gobbled up there by Height. Outstanding puck vision to make that stop on that redirect. Those got to be tough to stop.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're going one way for the initial shot and then it changes direction on you. But luckily it was in the same sort of way, so you could slide into it.
Another face-off to the glove side of Height. Rapids controls it yet again. We're going to be interested to see that face-off one stat because it's got to be pretty impressive for Rapids. That's Rapids. Atkins with it, tied up there. Ostrander, he has it, sent across the way to Tudich. He can't get it. Hudson, they get it in the high slot. Rapids, they pick the pocket. Cooper has it as they try to keep that puck in the zone. Tudich has it way high center inside the blue line. There's Bulduk. He's waiting for a pass. They switch with Tudich. Breisland, he has it. I believe that's Breisland on the far side. As he skates around, goes in back. High shot from the slot. That's turned away by the defense. Tudic, he keeps it in the zone. That was Bryslund, and that's in that little flurry of action. Tudic has it. Center attempt. Bouncing puck, and it's covered up by Height. 43 seconds to go in the second period. 5 seconds to go on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. Got to like what you're seeing, but that's been the trend. Height is playing huge.
Yep.
That glove and that blocker are working really well for him tonight. But Rapids still 2-0 lead.
Yeah, he's finding those pucks, but Rapids just can't seem to bury one right now.
Now they got two, and that's a good start. Like to see another two more if you're a home team fan, because there's another face-off to the glove of Height. Rapids, they win it yet again. Bulldog, he sends it down, back around the boards, behind the cage. 30 seconds left to go as both teams are at full strength. Whitehead, he has got the puck, and it gets poked back into the Rapids zone. Kind of a two-on-one situation. Bulldog, he's in there as Rapids does control possession. 20 seconds to go. Rapids on a rush, trying to get another goal here before the buzzer sounds. Loose puck, high slot. Rapids recovers it. Puck squirts loose. Hudson, a two-on-two situation. Rapids defense playing hard. Kirkvold sends a shot off the crossbar into the net with 2.7 seconds to go. So Rapids narrowly missed that one. That was Mr. Crossbar's Mr. Goalie's friend.
If that one went in, I mean, that could have changed the game on its head.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going in from sitting there a 2-0 lead to 2-1. Oh, boy, that's some trouble.
With no time to react as well.
Well, just token moments here as they pull the goalie out with 2.7. So make note of that. And there's a faceoff that is won by Hudson, but pull the goalie for 2.7 seconds to no avail. And there's your horn as Wisconsin Rapids and Hudson, they've played two complete. Rapids holding a 2-0 lead. That period came through, and it was just about within a minute apart. Rapids scored twice. That first goal was an unassisted goal by Felix Ahlstrand, 4:30 at the time. And then at 5:12, Lucas Whitehead, he got in on the scoring and with assists to Riley Williams and Jake Bryslund. So those are your two goals for Wisconsin Rapids with a shot advantage after this period of 31-15. So Shaw has now stopped 15 of 15 shots. He faced 10 in that second period, and that would be 37. So that's 17 shots faced, and he made 14. So he's
Goalies are playing well.
Yeah, I mean, he's made 34 stops on, or excuse me, he made 35 stops on 37 shots. So River Kings, they're taking advantage of the shots they have, the opportunities they have. But Hudson, they got to be proud of their play. So with that, we're going to step out here. Got about a 15-minute break before we bring the final 20 minutes of exciting River Kings action right here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The kringle, wood violet, American water spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the kringle, wood violet, and American water spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. With sunshine tomorrow, the high climbs to the low 60s. A little breezy and warming to the mid-60s on Monday. Warmer up into the 70s Tuesday. Chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday. Currently, it's 37.
I'm the only one. checks I'm cashing. So people, if you wonder why I'm riding with a smile, it's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, about 10:30, Lord, she puts me in drive, turns all the lights down in Manalive. All eight cylinders are firing in line, river out of gas, and I'm always on time. Well, I ain't gold finger and I ain't your fashion, and you can't buy much with the checks I'm cashing. So people, if you wonder why I'm riding with a smile, it's 'cause my little
somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up, shine the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. Folks are always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. Sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. to American honey.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mid North Division action for Wisconsin Rapids has a 2-0 advantage over the Hudson Havoc. Those two goals in that second period. Well, great opportunity to have them as they were just about a minute apart. First one was an unassisted power play goal by Felix Allstrand. The second, that was at 4:31. The second one, 5:12, with a goal going to Lucas Whitehead, who assists to Riley Williams and Jake Bryson. To this point, Deacon Shaw, he stopped all 15 shots he has faced for the River Kings, where Dominic Height, he's playing huge tonight, stopping 35 of 37. And with that, here we are, the final 20 minutes of regulation here at the old hockey rink tonight. My name's Mike Comer. Alongside is our good friend Rory McGibbon, one of the reserve players, getting able to get some broadcasting experience tonight as Rapids, they are trying to get some that equalizer, or not equalizer, trying to add another, as there's a shot right into the shoulder there of Height. Turns the puck away. Rapids still has it. Sent out to reorganize their offense, and they're on tack of again. 30 seconds into this third period. Hudson, they get the puck out of the zone as they try to establish it. Got to get on sides. And there's a little bit of contact just inside the blue line. Rapids comes away with the puck. Chips it up ahead. Denti, he tries to break it out of the zone. Does not. Nearly a big collusion at center ice. Hudson still comes away with it. Puck just chipped in right off the shoulder of Rapids Shaw. And he got away with one there. A nice, nice drag across a pass opportunity. Rapids does not get the goal as Hudson's defense regroups.
It's a nice move by Atkins to get inside there.
That was an outstanding move. You are absolutely right. Schweitzer, he tried to take a shot from the slot. He got tied up in that. No interference. It was just straight up good defense. There's Hudson. They're trying to break the puck out. Rapids still applying some pressure. They get the puck out to center ice. And they send her down deep as they try to get a little bit of line change and try to get some pressure here. As they've been able to apply some pressure, but they haven't been able to crack the code that is the Rapids goalie. Deacon Shaw is Wilcox. He takes a shot from just inside the blue line, goes way high into the netting. We got a stoppage of play, 18-18 to go with the River Kings holding a 2-0 lead. There will be a faceoff to the glove side of Shaw. Schweitzer, he wins the faceoff. Rapids on the attack. Kind of a 2-2 breakout here. Pass up. It's going to be offsides. So Rapids got to get onsides, and they do. Hudson recovers. Ostrand, he does poke it back in the zone. Obsterfelder, he's in there too. Rapids apply more pressure. Try to drop pass. No one home. Hudson sticks got in the way. Hudson, they get behind the cage. He's coming around the near side. Passes it up to Lang. Lang gets his pocket pick. Obstfelder, he can't keep it in the zone. Out to center ice. Rapids getting a little bit of a change. Garcia on for the River Kings. Obstfelder, he gets ridden off the puck at center ice. Rapids still has it just inside their blue line. They pass it up. Tried to get a nice deep pass. And there is no real flow to this at the moment. Both teams just trying to get a good, solid possession.
Here we go.
Ahlstrand, he has it, takes inside the blue, passes over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, he tries to pass back to Ahlstrand. No good. Picked up by the Hudson defense. Hudson, they're on the attack on the far side. Little chip in along the ice. Turned aside by the Rapids goalie, Shaw. And Rapids back on the attack. Hall, he was in there. He passed it on up. Schweitzer's in there. Cooper, Tudich, Hall. And that last one is Garcia's. Those are the skaters out there for the River Kings. Puck behind the net. And there is a whistle. And we will see what this call is, as we will see who's going to the penalty box.
I believe the hands got a little high. I think that's what the ref's thinking.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be number 13. It's going to be a hold on Caden Garcia. So that's Rapids number 13. Garcia. And that is at 3:06.
Another important kill coming up.
And you are absolutely right about that, Rory. Rapids has done a very good job killing all the power play opportunities that Hudson has. Like to see him get yet another, as Hudson, they control that drop off that was on the glove side of Shaw. They're passing the puck around along the far boards. Centering attempt, that was disrupted at the high slot, but Hudson still comes up with it. Hoggy, he has it. He passes over across the ice to Johnson. Johnson at the far circle. Pass back centering. Shot in. Bouncing puck there at the slot, and it's turned away. Puck still remains in the offensive zone for Hudson. Puck sent along the boards. Rapids gets in there. Still no possession yet. No real solid opportunities yet. Hoggy has it. He sends back down. Number 17, the unnamed player, Mason Sanders. He's in there, and puck gets sent up ahead. Ooh. And we got an opportunity here, folks. Rapids is on the attack,
almost
shorthanded.
That's almost a good bounce.
And Hoggy, he got in there. Very well done by the Hudson player, trying to get up and break that 2-0 opportunity that Rapids nearly had. Johnson, he's on the attack here. Gets a puck into the zone. Diamond's in there, breaking it up. Hoggy has it. Yep. He goes low. He takes a low angle shot. No avail there as the puck gets sent out of the zone. Wilcox has the puck, goes to the far side, holds up, waits for some players to get up there. There's a line change there by Hudson. A couple players were a little slow getting out there. Puck bounces harmlessly out of the zone. 30 seconds left on the skater advantage for Hudson. 27 seconds to go, 15-15 to go in the game. A little collision there at the high slot, loose puck. Tudich has it as he skates behind the goal, just eating up time, hoping that his skaters can continue to harass the Havoc skaters. Now, puck gets out of the zone. 7 seconds to go. That should probably do it on that skater advantage as Rapids kills another one. 1 second left, and we're back in even hockey. A shot right into the glove of Shaw, and we get a stoppage. 14:50 left to go in the game.
Yeah, he saw that well. You're always going to save that one.
Yeah. Hey, look, your goal is in my glove. Says yep. Shaw. I don't know if he really said it, but we'll say he did.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. He, I mean, he looked like he was kind of fielding a fly ball, really. Mm-hmm. So drop off to the glove side of Shaw. And there's no clear winner of that one, I don't think, as Rapids does gather the puck. Breisland, he passes across the way over to Tudich. On offsides is the call, so this puck's coming back out to neutral ice for a faceoff. 14:36 left to go in the game. 2-0. Wisconsin Rapids over Hudson.
Yeah, I feel like this period's been similar to the second with more flow to it. Well, I think the first was quite stop-start. The second was quite, there was a lot of time in between stoppages, so teams could really build something.
Well, that faceoff was won by Rapids. Got into the zone. Got kicked right back out. That puck was touched up deep into the Hudson zone. Rapids, they're pressuring. Bryceland's in up there. Same with Bulduk. Bryceland, he has it skating around. High slot shot. Bouncing. Almost clips the post. Now backhander attempt. That backhand attempt was by Bryceland. No avail. Rapids still with the puck. They're almost playing like they are on a power play, but even strength are the numbers. That just goes to show the control of the offense that Rapids has had tonight. Now, Constantine, he gets in there for Hudson. He disrupts that as Bulldog, he has it. Sends it back around the boards. Rapid just kind of passing around the boards to this moment. Hudson is causing them trouble that they can't get the puck right out in front of the slot or to the circle. Now, centering attempt. That gets tipped wide. There's a puck or a stick laying out on the ice. Trying to figure out who that belongs to. That's one of the Hudson players.
Yeah, number 22.
Yep, you're absolutely right. That's Lang who's standing there with no stick in his hands. And there's a icing being called against Hudson. 13:30 left to go in regulation. 2-0 is the score for Wisconsin Rapids over Hudson. Rapids still holding a 41-20 shot advantage over the Havoc. But two goals better than one, and one's better than none.
Yep, but I feel like one shot changes this game. It either gives the Rapids a better cushion, or it really puts the Rapids on their heels thinking, you know, what's going to happen with this one.
Yeah, Hudson's not a team, at least traditionally, that you want to get some confidence to. They are a very well-run organization and some pretty good battles with Rapids over the years. Even though it is a new year, new faces, they're a good program that they have going over in the western part of the state. There is another icing being called after they were able to win the faceoff, and we are skating back to the other end. 13:10 to go here in regulation at Southwood County Recreation Center. Again, want to thank our cameramen, Art and Zach, for doing an outstanding job as always, picking
thank
up right where they left off last year, and Matt keeping us individuals in line to this point. It's another faceoff that was to the blocker side of height. Rapids controls it, and there is a little bit of a pull down on that scrum. Yep. No whistle, letting them play, which I respect that. Got to let there be a little bit of flow in this game as we are looking at just under 13 minutes to go. Rapids and Hudson with an opportunity, point
good
blank,
save.
And it's pulled up right in the belly of height, and he gets a whistle, and Rapids is a little frustrated, but so is the Hudson defense saying, we're doing a good job, but we're getting worn out. And Rapids saying, what more do we got to do to get another one in the net?
Yep, really nice save by Height there, bumping out to challenge the shooter. Really just saving the defense there, as he's been doing all night.
That's the one thing, like you said, you know, they get a goal, we'll see what happens, because their offense has got to be a little more offensive legs, got to be fresh, but they got to be tired still from playing all that defense. Hudson gets the puck down the ice. Johnson is battling hard down that far corner with Bulldog. Rapids still has it. Bulldog, he comes out with it, stands it up ahead. Just jumps the stick of Jackson. Rapids has it. Atkins with it, 1-on-0. Tries to stuff it home. No, turned away. Up there, McNeish, he has a puck now, drops it off, and it gets kicked out of the zone. Rapids still trying to get in there. Denty, he has it. He comes back into the zone. He gets dragged down. No call on that, right in front of the official. No call. I'll let him play as Bulldog. He takes a shot from the point, and it's gobbled up again by Height.
Yep, almost on that tip, though.
That was maybe another foot out in front. Yeah. That deflection really takes effect, but not that close. So that's an outstanding. I mean, he had a long chance to really follow that puck in, and he made the most of his opportunity to do so and keep Rapids out of the net as we have 11:57 left to go in the game. Rapids holding a 2-0 lead over Hudson.
I think it's going to start heating up anytime soon.
Tempers, you got to think, are going to get a little short, too, if you're Hudson.
I imagine.
And Rapids, too, with the frustration.
I imagine so. For both teams, frustration might start to seek in.
When you got a 25-shot advantage, you think you should be up by a couple more.
Yeah.
Well, either way, face off to the glove side of Height. Rapids wins it, take a shot, and it's way wide of the mark. Hudson does recover. Du Bois has it. Tries to send it down. Hall recovers. He sends it back down low. Centering attempt. Gobbled right up, right on the doorstep. Was a wide open Emil Obstfelder, and it goes right into the belly of Height. And we get another stoppage. 11:40 to go. 2-0 lead, Rapids. That's a face-off to the blocker side of Height, controlled by Hudson. It's one of the handful of face-offs I can honestly say they have won tonight, as Rapids has really kind of controlled that part of the game. Rapids gets control of the puck. Hallstrand, he comes up with it, sends it centering. Still loose there, Schweitzer. He backs it down to Obstfelder. Hall has it just inside the point. Shot was deflected, pulled up by Hudson. Hudson, they're trying to get on the move, try to get their offense going. Just about 11 minutes to go, and they send the puck down into the Rapids defensive zone. Offsides was almost whistled before Hudson got out of the line. Du Bois has it. He sends it deep. Rapids recovers. Hall has it. Obstfelder. Now it's getting tied up in that near corner. Du Bois, he tries a spinning shot. He does not hit home with it. Puck behind the cage. Garcia has it. Pass up to Allstrand. Pass up. No one home. Hudson gets there, and they bump it back down into the Rapids defensive zone. Big collision right at center ice. Obstfelder's there, and Kirkvold. And there is some very colorful language as that.
They have a hot mic.
Yeah, that was some very colorful language by Kirkvold towards the official. I don't think he really said you're doing a good job tonight.
No.
But either way, he's going there, and that will be another power play, unless they're going to say that was just, what are we doing here? We got five still there. So we're going to see what the call is, because it was away from the play. It was directed towards the official, so he might just be going to the box and still playing 5-on-5. Oh,
yeah,
that's
I'd
the first time I've seen that.
Well, I didn't pick out what he said, but I can't imagine it was very nice.
You are not a very fun individual
right.
to be around. That's, I don't want to lose my job, so
yep.
I will not, I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, I don't want to put you in that position.
Yeah. All joking aside, I'll say it, but I just like this job. So with that Rapids, they win the faceoff to the blocker side of height, and that was sent around, and there was a shot by, I believe that was Bryslin, and it got tipped up and into the netting behind the goal. And we got stoppage of play. This one, it will be another faceoff, this time to the glove side of height. 10:22 left to go in the game with Rapids holding, and they are playing a power play, so abuse of an official. First time I've actually ever seen that called. So it's a newer penalty, and that works as there's no offsides on that. He was able to keep it on the line. Rapids, they are swarming here. Another power play. Minute 40 to go in it. Drop pass back down. That drop pass was to Cooper. Cooper out to Bulldog. Shot wide of the mark. Bouncing off the cage. That is sent right along the goal line. That is to Brown.